Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Skye.
And it's time to speak to the professor. We have, as usual, on a Wednesday, Professor Tullio de Oliveira joining us from CRISP at UKZN. He is one of the world's top virologists, virus hunters, bioinformaticians. And from what we can see online, it seems the ladies love Professor. Good morning, Prof.
Hey, good morning, Kerry. Good morning, Darren and Skye.
There's no Darren today, Prof. It's just Skye and I. We're going to be keeping you company. It will be nice, I promise. All okay. Right, Prof. We're going to get straight into it. This question coming. So this one says, my wife had her very first AstraZeneca vaccine in Ireland on the 4th or the 5th of March. Then we came back to South Africa before she could do her second AstraZeneca jab. South Africa doesn't have the AstraZeneca. So what is her way forward? Can she just get the second Pfizer shot?
Okay, thank you, Kerry. And thank you for the listener that sent the question. That's a very important question, yeah. And ideally, she should get one shot of the Pfizer, yeah. So, for example, there is some very good data and very strong evidence that AstraZeneca and followed by Pfizer gives very strong immune response. And that were part about a lot of evaluation done, for example, in the UK that have both of the vaccines that they call mix and match, and that has been very effective. Furthermore, the National Department of Health will be coming with very clear guidelines. They already have been advised by the vaccine MAC, yeah, and it will be suggested that anyone that's partially vaccinated, for example, with AstraZeneca, should be followed with a Pfizer shot.
Hmm. Okay, thank you, Prof. Prof, we got a message here from Michal Jube, and it says, after you have lost your sense of taste and smell, and then it returns, is it possible that you crave certain foods or like certain foods that you didn't like before?
Yeah, thank you, Skye. Yeah. So the answer is that, we don't know. We don't know about that. But one thing that we know is that people that have lost the sense of smell and taste, yeah, when that come back, they normally are also quite interested on tasting different food, yeah, because you have been for so long without tasting things. So we don't know. But anyway, it's always good to try different food, yeah, because that's what we need. Mm-hmm. We needed a balanced diet, yeah, and wouldn't be any harm on trying different food.
Yeah, true. And then, Professor, this question coming out. If you have been self-isolating, positive with COVID-19, is there any way that you can reinfect yourself? Like, do you need to throw away your toothbrush? What about the masks you've been wearing at home? Can they reinfect you?
So the answer is no. You cannot reinfect yourself, yeah. However, what it is important, it is that you don't infect others. So for example, if you are isolating, yeah, you should try to isolate properly, and for example, don't share toothbrush with your partner, yeah, even and that's a suggestion, but just important, yeah, okay, that you protect the family. Yeah.
One of the world's top virologists, virus hunters, and bioinformaticians. He's with us every single Wednesday. We're going to get straight back into the questions, Prof. This one's coming from Robbie at Margate. Robbie says, is it serious if you are late, that means more than a week late, for your second Pfizer jab? Prof?
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Robbie, for the question. Yeah, the answer is no. There is no problem to be a week or two or three late for the second jab. But it's very important to complete the full vaccination, because that will protect you further against development of disease and hospitalization. But it's absolute no problem to be a couple of weeks late.
Prof, got a question here from Carl Madjue, and it says, how is it possible that some countries have vaccinated enough people to reach population immunity but are still experiencing a fourth wave of infections and are now requiring a third booster shot? For example, Israel and England. Prof?
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks, Kai. Very, very important question. So what the scientific evidence say? The scientific evidence say that at present there is no evidence that you need a booster shot, a third shot, to protect from hospitalization and death. And that's something that we, not only but the scientific community, we are very vocal, because we always worry about this vaccine hoarding, that countries start using much more vaccines than they need. But one thing that show, at least in the example of the UK and Israel, the first is that they still have pockets of people that are unvaccinated, and second is that they really trust the vaccines. And some fantastic results came in South Africa yesterday from the Rutherskruger Hospital, the big hospital in Cape Town, that they show they are beginning to release the data that they have, for example, people hospitalized. And they had 156 people hospitalized due to COVID, and 153 unvaccinated. Only 3 had the vaccine. And when you move down about people that need high care or ICU or that on ventilators, they had not a single person that was vaccinated that needed that kind of high care. And that's very important results that are now coming from South Africa on the importance of the vaccine to protect through disease. One thing that we know in countries, for example, as the UK and Israel, that have very high mixing, is that the vaccine is only 50% protective to infection, but is still very high protective to developing diseases.
And then, Prof, this coming from Oliver Cash, why are vaccine injections given into the upper arm? Why can't we get them in our bum or in our thighs?
Thank you. Thank you. You can. It's absolutely no problem to get in the thighs and the bum, but it's just much easier to give, to get in the arm, and it's also less embarrassing for the population that go to the vaccination site.
Oh, true. True. Good one. And then we've got one more question here. It says, good morning, Prof. After taking the vaccine, I took a 50-cent coin and put it close to my ejection spot, and it had somewhat of a pull to it. What does that mean? What? I don't even understand that question. Do you understand that question?
Yes, I do understand the question. There is a lot of info going, unfortunately, in the fake news, that the vaccine will make you like attract metals. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. And that has been disproved a thousand times. Yeah. But there is some videos on the internet, almost like magicians. Yeah. Yeah. You can make things look that are not true. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us again, Prof. Remember that full podcast, all of those answers to those questions, whether they are ridiculous or not, they're up and they're available on ecr.co.za. Just select Darren, Kerry and Sky's show page.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.